Well, sometimes they're right there in your own community. Other times, you may have to drive a while to find them, but they're there. Opportunity zones. What are they? Why are they so attractive to affluent investors, and why is everybody talking about them? Well, stay tuned, and you'll find out on this edition of Your Money Manual with Vince Annibal. And now from his office in Scottsdale, Arizona, here's the host of Your Money Manual, the CEO of Wealth Strategies Advisory Group and creator of the Household Endowment Model, Vince Annibal.
Welcome to Your Money Manual, the very educational show designed around the fact that when it comes to investing, we know your money did not come with instructions. So our goal is to provide you with some valuable information from industry experts to help you with your investment decisions, because it seems like if you have money, you're always making decisions. So we want to help. Matt Leiter, Senior Vice President, Equity Markets at GK Development, and also the second appearance on our podcast. Matt, welcome to Your Money Manual.
Thank you, Vince. It's a pleasure to be here.
So we've heard the term, it's bantered around quite a bit these days, qualified opportunity zones. It's a new term being mentioned a lot in the financial, real estate, tax planning world. So, Matt, I'd like to ask you to explain the term or strategy from a high level, and then we can break it down a little with succeeding questions. So, Matt, what is a QOZ or Qualified Opportunity Zone?
Sure. A QOZ, Qualified Opportunity Zone, is a zone which has been designated under a law that was passed under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017. It was actually the qualified opportunity zone component of it was one piece of it. There were some other pieces that also were intended to act as a stimulus for capital flows and to generate business activity in the country. The other side of the Jobs Act, which is often talked about, is crowdfunding. So actually, crowdfunding was adopted first through the expansion of Regulation A, allowing for the frictionless raising of capital for startup companies and then other growth companies. And the other side of it was the qualified opportunity zone side of it. So a qualified opportunity zone is really to identify an area or a region. And so these regions were created by governors of each of the 50 states and then also Puerto Rico. And through the law, what the governors were allowed to do was to designate certain portions of their land masses in their state as qualified opportunity zones. And so the goal of the act and opportunity zones is to stimulate investment in areas which are generally considered to be blighted or would be bereft of investment if not but for the benefits which one receives by investing in a qualified opportunity zone. So the governors of each state had some flexibility in designating opportunity zone areas. So you're going to see a mix in each one of the states. For instance, a certain portion of the designations had to comply with certain measurements and metrics relative to the population of each state. But then the governors also had carte blanche to designate certain areas within their states independent of those metrics, which really were designed to target the capital to areas which were of low population and in need of a capital infusion. So there's a mix in each state. Some, it's obvious that the areas are sort of underserved by capital investment. And in other areas, you'll be surprised when you see that the area is an opportunity zone because it's not too far off Maine and Maine in each city of the state.
Yeah, that's one of the things I've noticed in looking at some of the different qualified opportunity zone investments is that I was surprised they would actually have that area fall into what would be considered an area needing an influx of capital to invest in and motivation to do so. Let's say one of our listeners is a successful physician, has $1 million plus income from his practice. Can he use the QOZ to shelter that income?
He absolutely can in your example. So unlike other tax efficient rules under the IRS code, like 1031, 1035, that are associated with real estate, gains in qualified opportunity zones really can come from any gain from any investment. It could be the appreciation of art, could be a rare coin collection, it could be the stock market. It could be real estate. It could be virtually anything that an investor has a gain on. So your doctor example, let's assume that it's not real estate. It's just $1 million gain on, say, a stock investment. So the doctor has made the $1 million gain, and now the doctor faces the unfortunate consequence of the gain as it relates to his taxes, and he would be taxed under the capital gains percentages for his $1 million. So what he can do with a qualified opportunity zone investment is he can take that $1 million gain and he can invest it in a qualified opportunity zone fund, let's call it. Then that investor can defer the gains on his $1 million until 2027, should he decide to do so. And I'll stop there for a minute, Vince, in case you have a question.
Well, one of the things I was going to clarify is that $1 million, if it came from just ordinary income earnings from his medical practice, that would not be able to be sheltered with a QOZ, correct?
That's right. Yeah, this would have to be a capital gain.
All right. So our listeners have a large capital gain from the sale of an asset. What are the timing issues that they need to consider if they want to utilize this new tax advantage to shelter those capital gains?
Moving on from where we were at the $1 million investment gain that this doctor is contending with. So the doctor finds a suitable QOZ investment, and the investor can invest his $1 million in the QOZ investment. So the way the law works is that to get the benefits of the tax shelter, the investor has to keep that capital in the QOZ, Qualified Opportunity Zone Fund, until 2027. So let's say as an example that the QOZ investment is a hotel investment. Now, what's going to happen in the hotel investment is that the capital for the hotel development is going to come in from the Qualified Opportunity Zone investor, and the hotel will take some years to be built. So let's say it takes 3 years to be built. Okay. So the investor really is receiving no return on their investment of $1 million, you know, for that period. And there'd be no source of revenue or return for their investment until the hotel was completed. But now let's say we're in year three after this investor has made their investment, and their $1 million was combined with another 30 such investors, and they've completed the hotel. The hotel is operational and throwing off revenue income. Keep in mind that that hotel was built with all cash from Qualified Opportunity Zone investors. Then in the third year, the manager of the property and the developer now refinances the hotel that was built with all cash and now gets a new mortgage on the hotel of $20 million. So now the $30 million, $20 million of it is replaced by a mortgage. So that $20 million at the time of refinance in year three can now be distributed to the QOZ investor. So he would get his pro rata share on his $1 million investment. That all comes back to him in that year. It's not a return of capital. It would simply be a distribution, and that distribution would be tax-free. That's the real benefit of these Qualified Opportunity Zone investments. Now then, after he's gotten back a substantial amount of money relative to his $1 million initial investment, the hotel continues to throw off income up until year six from the original investment. And now the hotel is sold. So let's review. The investor had $1 million investment. In year three, they got a substantial amount of money back relative to their $1 million investment. From years three through six, they got income on their investment relative to their $1 million investment. And then the hotel is sold. And the hotel is sold for, say, $50 million. At that point, which the hotel is sold in year six, this investor would now get all their capital returned, and they would get all their profit from the hotel investment, which would be multiples of what their initial $1 million was. The rule says that at the end of year five and in year six, it's at that point that the investor has to pay the capital gains on their original $1 million investment. So all the investor would have to do, even though they've gotten, let's say, $4 to $5 million on their original $1 million investment, all they would have to do in year six would be to pay the capital gain on their $1 million investment initially invested in the project. That is how taxes are paid ultimately in a Qualified Opportunity Zone investment. They're paid at the end of 5 years and they're only paid on the initial gain, not on the gains that they made in the development of the project, in my example.
One question I had to clarify for our listeners is, when the doctor sold the assets, how much time does he have to make the investment into the qualified opportunity zone in order for that to qualify to shelter that income?
That's a great question. And it's a little, there's a little bit of a complication of that, but we'll discuss it. The law says that the capital for qualified opportunity zones has to come in years 2019 and 2020. So we have essentially the rest of 2019, and then we have the remainder of 2020 to invest in QOZs and get these benefits. So assuming that the investor invests in 2019, they're going to get a benefit by investing earlier than later. So in 2019 versus 2020, what happens is they reduce their capital gain amount if they invest in 2019, and they don't get quite as much benefit as they would if they invested in 2020. So there's some sense of urgency with this, if that's what you were getting at.
I was looking for that info. And also, if I understand the way the law is written, the investor has 6 months to make the investment in a QOZ after receipt of the profits from the sale of whatever asset they sold.
That is correct.
Okay. So there's a lot of different tax advantages to utilizing the QOZ for the investor. There's a lot of advantages for the zip code or area or project area when people come in and make these investments and provide this development and stimulate that economy. I know you're in the process of developing a QOZ and have done lots of research. So can you give us an idea of what a qualified opportunity zone investment might look like?
Absolutely. But before we move on to that, I want to make one other point about the mechanics of the $1 million investment and explaining one other benefit if the investor is willing to hold their investment as long as possible.
Sure.
So this capital gain that we talked about, the $1 million, they can reduce their capital gain if they hold the investment past year six. So in other words, if they hold their investment after year six, they actually reduce their capital gain by 15%. If they do that earlier, they will only reduce their capital gain by 10%. So the law incentivizes long-term capital hold. So the longer an investor, say in your $1 million example, keeps their investment invested, they actually reduce the amount of capital gain that they pay, just to be clear. So now let's move on to what are the typical projects which you would see in a qualified opportunity zone. As you could probably surmise, most of these investments are development investments. They're real estate development investments. That's because the purpose of the act and the law was to stimulate growth and development. And so obviously that will generally stem from a ground up development. So when you look at the various qualified opportunity zones out there, they're going to be in the form of developments, real estate developments, projects which have typically multiple components. Most of them that you see are going to have a real estate asset which can be built and then refinanced once it's stabilized. Because one of the huge benefits of the qualified opportunity zone investment is the way that capital coming back to the investor through a refinance, no taxes are paid on that by the investor. The typical types of developments which you're going to see in a qualified opportunity zone investment are going to be, for instance, a hotel. You know, you build a hotel with cash, and then a hotel opens its doors, and now there's income, and a bank is very happy to provide new mortgage financing once it's stabilized to take out the cash investment. And remember, that cash investment comes back tax-free. The typical asset class in real estate that you're going to see being developed under a qualified opportunity zone investment is going to be hotel, apartment, office, and to some extent, retail. So they'll generally be projects which are called mixed-use projects.
Very familiar with reviewing those. This has been a great podcast. Very educational, as we hoped it would be. Matt, thanks so much for joining me again on Your Money Manual. I very much appreciate your expertise, and you have once again demonstrated why I nicknamed you the architect, because you have the ability to really detail out and design some of these different plans we were talking about.
Thanks, Vince. It's been a lot of fun. It's a pleasure to be on the podcast.
So to learn about us and our wealth management platform, and if you have some questions about Opportunity Zones, please feel free to give us a call at the office, which is Wealth Strategies Advisory Group, 888-635-9724. You can visit our website at wsagaz.com. And also, you can click over to the householdendowmentmodel.com, where you can sign up for our white papers. Also, sign up to be among the first to get details about the release of my new upcoming book, The Household Endowment Model, Wealth Planning for Affluent Families. I am Vince Annable. Thanks very much for listening, and we'll talk to you again on the next edition of Your Money Manual.
And we hope you've enjoyed this edition of Your Money Manual with Vince Annable. Be sure to connect with us and follow us at Wealth Strategies Advisory Group and the Household Endowment Model on Facebook and LinkedIn. In addition to the Wealth Strategies Advisory Group website, Your Money Manual can also be heard at thehouseholdendowmentmodel.com. So make sure you tell your friends about it and look for us wherever you hear your podcasts. My name is Jeff Allen. Thanks so much again for listening. This program has been presented for the education of our listeners only and is not intended as investment advice, nor is it intended as a solicitation of investment products or services of any kind. We encourage you to seek the advice of a licensed professional financial advisor before making any investment decisions.